With KAZU News, I'm Krista Almanzon. Santa Cruz County was one of the first to ban plastic bags and straws. Up next, big changes for small hotel toiletries. KAZU's Erica Mahoney reports.
Jen Hagloff walks up an old wooden staircase to the top floor of Sand Rock Farm. It's a bed and breakfast she owns in Aptos, just a few miles from the ocean. She's worked in the hotel industry for years and says the amount of waste it creates is upsetting.
Not just lotions and soaps, but, you know, shower caps and waste basket liners. I mean, lots of things that we all kind of glance over.
According to the Monterey Bay Aquarium, plastic takes hundreds, even thousands of years to break down. And in the hotel industry, millions of tiny toiletry bottles are thrown away every year. So at Sand Rock Farm B&B, they don't use single-use plastic toiletry bottles.
This is the morning glory room.
Upstairs, in one of the room's quaint bathrooms, large, refillable bottles of shampoo and conditioner sit in the shower.
It makes me happy that we're not contributing to the Pacific garbage patch or the landfill.
Sand Rock Farm's approach will soon be the norm in Santa Cruz County. A new ordinance bans single-use plastic toiletry bottles in hotels, motels, and vacation rentals in unincorporated areas like Aptos. Santa Cruz-based nonprofit Save Our Shores came up with the idea. Executive Director Catherine O'Day stands on a dock at the Santa Cruz Harbor. The harbor opens up to the Monterey Bay, a nationally protected marine sanctuary.
We now have this crisis in our oceans of potentially more plastics than fish in the ocean by 2050 if we don't start really doing something about it seriously.
While plastic is a durable and useful material, it can be harmful to marine life, who can mistake plastic products for food and eat them.
At some point, they become so full of plastic, they just feel full and they don't eat any real food and get any nutrition, and so they literally starve to death.
O'Day sees the new ordinance as a win-win. A win for the environment and a win for the hospitality industry because it will save money in the long run. Some local places like Sand Rock Farm have already made the switch. Even large-scale hotel chains are moving in this direction. Marriott is in the process of switching to wall dispensers. A Marriott spokesperson says for its average-sized hotel, the change is expected to save up to $2,000 and eliminate 23,000 tiny toiletry bottles a year. But not everyone is excited. Gary Leff is a travel writer based in Austin, Texas. He writes the View from the Wing blog, which covers airlines, hotels, and good travel deals. I reached him by phone.
I do actually worry about what other guests might put in them. So, you know, it's what might be in them, it's whether they're refilled, and it's the germs they attract.
Santa Cruz County Supervisor Zach Friend always expects some pushback with new plastic product bans. The county has taken a lead before.
From a plastic bag ban that became statewide to a plastic straw ban that's now become nationwide with Starbucks signing on.
Now with small hotel toiletries, he hopes other communities will follow.
We think that if the local mom and pop type hotels and motels here can show an example, I think that there will be places across the country that will follow this lead.
The ordinance takes effect at the end of 2020. That gives the hospitality industry time to make the switch and use up the small plastic bottles they already have. In Santa Cruz County, Erica Mahoney, KAZU News.